Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
I almost talked myself into having to go to the bathroom during that last break, and I'm in there And there's only we have one hopper in this building. Petey was there. I was going to say scoot over, but
no, you wouldn't want it to be that close to what I was doing.
And vice versa, by right. the way. That'd have been weird.
I think you're right. I'd be onto something there.
Bill Nye, the science guy, later on this morning. Also, Mr. Skin. Now we got some sports with Petey.
Yeah, exciting. Vegas and Winnipeg series continues tonight, the NHL.
What is that? 2-1?
It's 1-0.
Who?
Winnipeg.
They won that first one?
Okay. Apparently.
The Jets.
Yeah, and then Washington's up 2-0 on Tampa Bay.
All right.
I know you checked that out. I think it was Sunday, Saturday?
Maybe? I think it was on yesterday. A true bandwagon fan bails as soon as his team's done,
yeah,
and that's what I am.
I'm a
true hockey bandwagon fan. Other sports, I can do.
As soon as the Penguins are out, you're out.
Jesus. I'm not in until the playoffs.
Years. It's been a good couple
of
years.
Yeah, it was a nice run.
Yeah, and currently on the NHL blog, got a slideshow of the best NBA guys that could have played hockey. It won't take much of your time.
All right. NHL blog. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Celtics roll at Game 1, the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cavs. They kind of shut down LeBron.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of basketball. I didn't watch a lot of Cavs this year. And I watched some Celtics with my son. But it's so cool to see Korver on the court. It's really cool because that's a guy we used to see play in college right here in town.
Absolutely.
At a smaller arena in town.
That's right.
When Todd and I could actually get coaches' seats.
Just
Dana hooked us up with seats.
That's right.
And just the smaller arena we had in the city when Creighton played there, Kyle Korver was amazing, he's still amazing.
Third all-time NBA three-point.
Yeah.
Or three-point field goals.
And a starter, and should be a starter.
For sure.
He's just great.
How many years has he been in the league?
Oh, geez, that's got to be
13, 14?
Right in that wheelhouse
easily,
there.
Yeah.
At least 10 now, yeah.
At least because he played at the Civic.
Yeah,
not the CenturyLink. Sorry, Puss. Go ahead. What was his rookie year?
His rookie year was 2003 with the 76ers.
Sixers.
Team.
Yeah, he was huge. He was the only white guy on the Sixer team.
Yeah,
I remember that distinctively.
Because I remember my daughter Shay had a kind of a crush on him, even though she was
a lot of the girls in town.
She was like in eighth grade, and we saw him at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. So I said, "Don't be afraid." Mm-hmm. So I went up and introduced her.
Yeah, it's cool to see him play. I have trouble rooting against him, you know.
Ah, good.
They're playing the Celtics. I'm rooting for the Celtics, but when Korver shoots, you know, good for him.
No, I haven't interacted with him much, but he seemed like a good guy.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had his number, right?
But he lost that
about his third year in the NBA.
Once he signed it, like a real deal,
a
as
real
they would
one?
Call it. Yeah, then number changed, and I understand.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he played with Allen Iverson his first few years in the league.
That's right. He went
in
the Sixers.
Yeah.
He was with the Hawks for a while.
Sixers, Jazz, Bulls, Hawks, Cavs.
Okay.
Yep. Some good cities there.
Good for him.
For sure. And tonight, Golden State and Houston, Western Conference Finals. Skechers. You guys wear Skechers?
Nope. I'm not against them. I think they're comfortable shoes. I just don't have a pair.
I have a pair, and they just don't agree with me.
Anything Tony Romo hawks, I'm against.
Yeah. Whatever reason. Joe Montana.
Don't you have the wide fit ones? Like that what's his face?
Howie
Long?
I don't know.
It's like riding first class with your feet, Todd. Relax.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way.
All right.
Who was
Sorry, Luke.
It was Slayton. When Slayton was here.
He gave us a card. I still have the card.
So do I.
It's a card that says, if you go to any Skechers place, this is the guy that owns Skechers. He's a friend. They'll hook you up. And I'm thinking, Bobby, I agree. I believe you, but I know what it's like to visit local affiliates of certain things. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They're going to look at it and say, what the hell is this?
I mean, the president of Skechers, the president, because he pimped Skechers on stage for years, and the president of Skechers flew Bobby and his wife, his girlfriend at the time, I believe, on a private jet to New York City for some Skecher opening. So when Bobby was here last time, he gave us a couple Skecher cards, and he said, you go anywhere, they'll give you a free pair of Skechers. That's the guy that owns the place. I said, yeah. I'm going to walk into a place and say, Bobby Slayton, that's the guy that owns Skechers. I'm supposed to get a free pair.
Yeah.
Some kid working there is going to go, what?
Huh? Okay. Slayton? Have it. Owner?
I don't think he's going to say okay. All right, so go ahead. What about Skechers?
Well, you know, they're trying to, they're breaking more into the golf world.
Oh, they're golf too. Well, I figured that way. Because they were like first class for your feet.
Well, huh? Matt Kuchar is their spokesperson.
Correct.
For the golf commercial.
Right. Yep. And they've got a couple other guys that are getting on board, but they're nowhere in the Nike, Adidas, Jordan brand, Under Armour even. But Skechers, now on the heels of kind of Adidas questionable behavior in college basketball and AAU.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
It's got the FBI investigating them and whatnot. Skechers has filed a lawsuit against Adidas based on...
Skechers can't get in?
Yeah. Yes. Adidas is cheating to take clients and customers and market share that Skechers could have if Adidas wasn't cheating, basically.
So unfair business practices is what they're claiming.
Yeah, you pay me, I'd wear anything. I don't care what they... tell you what. Yeah. Buster Brown, that's an old reference.
Ooh, the old Buster Browns.
Old Buster Browns. At least you got that. Thank you, Petey, because I thought I was just talking to Craig and Puss.
No, I better.
Craig and Todd.
Pony called. They want to do an endorsement deal.
Pony, I don't care. All it takes is one sports guy to make anything cool. I mean, you never thought? I never thought Puma would come back. And what's his face all over Puma?
Ricky.
Yeah.
Fowler.
I mean, literally, Puma. You thought Puma was gone, and all of a sudden, Puma is still out.
Just got another call from LA Gear.
LA Gear.
It's a bidding war now.
Ooh. If BK gets in there, let
big
me know.
Big baller.
Right.
No,
let me know when Hush Puppies checks
in. Hush Puppies, thank you. That's a good one, too.
I think they're still alive in the South, aren't they?
Yeah. Are they?
I don't know, man.
Well, no, they eat loafers.
No, these are, they might be.
That's fried cornbread.
No. I'm talking about the loafers, the Hush Puppies. Yeah.
The Hush Puppies are a side
Keds.
Dish.
How about Keds? You still got Keds?
About I think Zips. They do.
Yeah.
So Adidas says, in Craig's words, they call it a frivolous lawsuit.
I believe Craig's words are nuh-uh.
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 Which is recognized in court. Nuh-uh.
Did you watch any of the golf this weekend?
I was going all day Saturday at some baseball, and I got home Sunday. It was just too nice. Turned on for a second, but I was watching the Celtics, and I took a walk and got out of the house. But
yeah.
I was trolling you. You were trolling me.
I saw the
Tiger played pretty well. He didn't win, though.
He did play pretty well. Basketball game was out of hand, so I flipped on the golf, and I saw Tiger dunk one. Did I hear correctly? He's never dunked one on the 17th
Tiger.
Green before.
Oh,
I think so. Right, in tournament play, at least.
Yeah,
that's a tough hole for somebody.
It is. I mean, it's always less than 150 yards, and it's got these professionals just always
dumbfounded.
I bet you dumbfounded.
It's just slick. It's just slick.
Only a couple places you can land it, blah, blah, blah.
Those island greens are fun. If you get a chance to play a course, there's a place in Myrtle Beach.
I wonder how many...
you can play that course there at this weekend.
How many shots it takes the average hack to actually land one on that green?
And stay on the green. That's the key.
You can't be short. You can't be long. It can't roll. It can't spin backwards.
You've got to hit it high, which most amateurs do not hit a high ball.
The island green I played in, it's Myrtle Beach North. Is about the same distance, just as scary looking, but it's not set up that way. So if you hit it, it's sitting there.
Okay,
you
know? It's a little more friendly.
Yeah, that one
receptive.
You can tell. Yeah, you're still gonna hit it.
Well, the line of the course designer is—it's a great line. Pete Dye says, "You know, golf is not a fair game. Why would I build a fair golf course?"
I'm with you.
You know, which is kind of a funny statement. Yeah. Now scores are still super low. It's not like it's an impossible track.
Right.
It just happens to be one hole that makes. Professionals.
It's a mental
dumb.
Thing with these guys, right?
No, absolutely. I think Saturday, like 44 guys dunked one.
Really?
Only six on Sunday.
Yeah, played over par on the life for the 4 days of the tournament.
Right.
Played over par, which par threes a lot of times do not do that. Now, Tiger had six birdies in his first 12 holes. So, Tiger.
But that's one of them courses I want to play. And you can for, you're $500.
Yeah, so right around there.
I understand.
Yeah.
But how do you get on? You have to go wait at 4 in the morning?
You just make a time or stay at the hotel that's right there.
You got it.
I believe it's associated with a Marriott. It's a TPC course. You can get on TPC courses. They sometimes just cost you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, this is funny to me just in the context, since I am now the official Tiger Woods apologist of the Midwest, apparently.
How many balls are you hitting on that hole if you're with a foursome and you paid $500? I'm hitting until I get on.
Right. Yeah. Whatever I got left.
The whole bag's going to the water.
Whatever the rental kit came with.
I'm buying more balls from the cart girl. I'm staying here. I paid $500. I'm putting 14 in the water. Damn it.
Of course you're going 10 cup till you put one on the green.
Of course.
Or even after you put one on the green. I'm gonna keep hitting a few more.
I'm going to go over to the drop zone and hit a few from over there, too. No, he played well. He didn't win, but he played well.
He did, and Phil Mickelson did not play well.
No,
plus
didn't.
Eight on the tournament, almost last.
Had a bad week. I blame that shirt.
That shirt is the reason why. I think there was intervention there.
Well, it sucked. The first day sucked.
Yeah.
With that shirt on.
Second
day was not great. We should all play on those shirts at our tournament.
I remember reading the story about they took some
total
guy with a 100 handicap and took him to all kinds of tough golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular hole, the Island Green on 17, he put about 40 in the water.
Really?
And then they just made him putt it, you know, along where the tees are.
Right.
Yeah, and up to that little bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it took him about 17 putts to get up on
to
the
get
green.
All the way there.
Yeah.
Like croquet almost.
Yeah. It was.
That's funny.
You won't see all the headlines this week, you know, this week about how Phil's clearly done.
Clearly done.
No, he's not.
Well, no, he's not. But if Tiger was plus eight, everybody would be,
oh, yeah,
Tiger,
that's true.
Clearly done. Right. Clearly done. And one of the funniest things I've seen in a while, not necessarily appropriate, but, you know, some of these morons who scream mashed potatoes or you the man or dilly dilly or whatever after a tee shot. Well, last year's players.
Why
champ,
mashed potatoes? I don't get
I
that.
I never got that one either.
Unless it's like an Irish guy, then you should really go with the potato.
Yeah, then
line.
It should be mashed potatoes.
And Rory's up there. Rory's Irish, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Mashed potato.
When McIlroy's up.
Potato. I lost my voice.
Yeah. It's allergies.
I just don't have it right
I think
now.
It's allergies, man.
I don't have it, man.
Well, last year's players champ, Siwoo Kim, was on the tee on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Siwoo Kim.
And Siwoo Kim had driver in hand, and he smashes one, and somebody goes, Siwoo Kim, ball go far!
Really? Oh, that's racist.
And normally,
can I just do a racism?
Yeah.
When people scream mashed potatoes, there's nothing, because everyone's like, you are just so inappropriate. But in this case, you could like actually hear a couple people like,
ball go far. That'd be like saying,
Siwoo Kim, ball go far!
That'd be Tony yelling, you golf now, you know?
Yes.
Now, we can do it because we're not at the course.
Did they run the guy?
I don't know.
I'm just assuming.
If they really proved it was him, they might run the guy.
They would have run the guy.
Siwoo Kim, ball go far.
They just said, we don't know, but it was a white guy. That's how they figured out. It was a white guy in cargo shorts and a shirt holding a beer with a golf hat.
At a
narrows it
golf
down.
Course east of Jacksonville.
That narrows it down. A white semi-racist guy. Really? That's funny.
Yeah.
Ball go far. Right. He just yells it out.
Yes.
I mean, that's really racist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Siwoo Kim, ball go far.
Something wrong. Yes. Holy fook.
That is it.
Oh, my God. That's brutal.
Any number of theories of the origin of mashed potatoes on the golf course.
Why they scream it?
Yeah.
Michelle Bachmann, birthday this day in 1992. Lyle Alzado. Died at 43 years old.
He was only 43.
Yeah, complications of brain cancer, and just his body basically fell apart, much from anabolic steroids.
Yeah, he blamed brain cancer on steroids.
He said
the steroids had nothing to do with it at the time, but it had to have something to breaking your body down.
Couldn't help the way that he was flushing those things in there.
Right,
and that whole situation, at least what I remember at my age in the early 90s, like was kind of the beginning of the end of steroids. Though I know it got into baseball, but there was more awareness all of a sudden. With his
wasn't
death.
His when he quit and he went boxing and got famous? Didn't his comeback was with the Broncos, right? Because he was with the
Browns.
The Browns, right?
Browns.
The comeback with the Browns.
He was a draft pick
right.
of the Broncos, but came back with the Browns.
Came back with the Browns.
And came out of Yankton College in South Dakota.
How do you say that, Craig?
Yanktown.
I'm amazed he was paying attention enough to know what to say there.
Well, we were looking at a video of some guy going to Yanktown.
Of course you were.
We were. Craig goes, come here, look at this. This guy's going to Yanktown. She was on a public bus, and you don't do that. You don't go to Yanktown on a public bus. Especially when a woman sees it and she yells at you.
How far are you going?
Yeah, Yanktown.
Oh, yeah. Once they tell you to stop, you should stop.
She didn't stop. He didn't stop. It's just creepy looking.
Well, they never do.
He's all blurred. His crotch and his face are blurred, but you know what he's doing because you see his shoulder.
Yeah. I just look at the screen and it says, can you masturbate too much? I swear.
You can on a public bus, apparently. Once is too much. Right. You yelled at.
That would be a case of too much.
Yep. Next stop, Yanktown.
Yanktown. A couple birthdays today from the world of football. Tony Siragusa has a birthday. Hold on. ruined that one.
You're going to do who's older.
Yes, I am.
I heard the
I'm
word.
Not used to that anymore.
He's in his 50s. I know that.
Or Susie Colbert.
Susie's the redhead on the NBA, right?
No. Susie's the Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
NFL Live.
Susie's hotter than the redhead. By far. I just want to kiss you, Susie. Long hair now. She's sexy. I like
she's great. Susie Colbert's older.
I'll say Siragusa's older.
Tony Siragusa, 51 years old.
Oh, he's only 51. Damn it.
Sue's reportedly 54 years old.
Oh, okay.
Reportedly.
I was wrong.
I mean, like she's some Dominican baseball player.
No, but if she said she's 54, that means she might be 57.
Yeah.
You know?
Reportedly.
People lie about their age.
Yeah, I know. But I think it's harder and harder to do that.
She also might be 54.
She might be.
Yeah.
Because that's what she said.
You know, Craig said, Petey said reportedly like it was a spin. We don't know.
Yeah.
I was just being polite to the gals.
Last night.
And why is it?
I'm changing my terminology.
She's a good-looking 54-year-old. She really is.
Yeah.
I'm going to use bitches because it sounds kind of mean. Bitches is a general term for
women.
Just people.
No. All around, huh?
Yeah, everybody.
When'd you get all kind?
Males and females.
He doesn't change gals. Don't change bitches.
All you bitches. That includes you. What are you bitches up to? That means everybody.
Well, I'm used to that.
I'm going to be all inclusive.
I'm not offended being called a bitch.
Because if I reduce it to just women, it sounds kind of mean.
It does.
That's true.
So you're
working big
you're
crowds.
You're including women, but it's a big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm including everybody now.
Yeah. I got a friend who said he's got a new word for big crowds and new people. No thanks.
Yeah.
Now, Susie's 5'7", and I was able to find that information without even asking for it. And
she's tall.
I find that ironic.
It's tall, man.
I could not find Barry Switzer's height, and I can find Susie Colbert's.
I know, but Barry will just tweet himself. He'll tell you how tall he is, man.
Well, you know, Susie's on TV now.
Mm. And she's with jocks who are a lot taller usually than 5'7", so maybe that's actually pretty tall for a girl.
Yeah, 5'7", yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
But ESPN employs a bunch of women in their 50s still. Linda Cohn.
Yeah.
Hannah Storm.
Yeah, Hannah's still good looking.
Yeah.
Remember, Fox has spent a lot of money on...
A lot of bitches in their 50s.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
Well, Todd said it's a general term for all men and women.
Fox has been shelling out a ton
of
money.
I'm looking at some bitches that may be in their 50s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fox shelled out a bunch of money for more NFL, you know, to get it on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. They're not still trying to figure out their crew and everything. Sports Business Daily is reporting the NFL actually has the option for where one of their wild card playoff games goes that currently ESPN has. All right, so
got
that
it.
Like Saturday afternoon wild card is on ESPN typically.
Got it.
It's still an NFL playoff game, but it's usually the least interesting of those early four.
Yeah. Usually involves the Chiefs.
It usually does.
It's usually
the Texans.
It usually involves
right.
the Chiefs and Texans. Yeah. And no offense to Chief fans, but it's not a net. People don't care. That's why. Yeah. It is, yeah. I guess it is offense to Chief fans.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean,
no, but that's the game.
They get it.
They go, the Chiefs are in the playoffs. Okay,
so
they'll be the wild card
teams that are in the smallest markets.
And they put them in that 4:30.
Yes.
ESPN game.
Yep.
Yeah. On Saturday.
Yep. Or midnight or wherever the hell they choose. you play when TV tells you to play if you want the money.
That's right. And the NFL has the option each year. That's a one-year deal, apparently, on who gets that game. And they've kept it with ESPN. And the reason I bring this up is because ESPN pays a number for the rights to air that game. So they're granted the right, and then they have to go ahead and write the NFL the check. Once the NFL says, okay, what do you think ESPN pays for that one game? That it always includes
the Chiefs and the Texans
at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday.
All right.
$50 million.
$1 million.
Somebody going to go $1?
Thank you, Dr. Evil, checking in. I have no idea what. How much?
$100 million.
Oh, my God.
$100 million.
For one game.
One game. How are the NFL?
Man, they just say, please don't be the Chiefs. Please don't be the Chiefs.
At least this year they got a soul-crushing loss.
Please don't be the Chiefs.
How is that worth their
while? I think
while?
That was the night game, though. Was that the ESPN?
I have no idea,
Todd. No, I think
Todd.
That was the early game. Was
it? Maybe people take a loss just for prestige, but ESPN doesn't need prestige. They're ESPN, so I don't get it. Ad revenue would not make $100 million
for a
Chief Texan game on a Saturday night.
You know, with all the programming they have to do, I don't know if having that, you know, what is in the contract, maybe them paying for the rights to that game opens up some time slots where they can use more NFL coverage because the NFL limits that a lot.
Yeah.
$100 million.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Adrian Peterson has no takers currently.
How old is the dude?
What is he? 30.
He's still healthy, man.
Yeah, he looked all right.
He's got to be 35.
Might have
maybe
a taker.
34, 35.
Would he have a taker if he just went in for $2 million a year?
You know, maybe that's one of the questions. Yeah. I mean, you can find a lot cheaper running backs who.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Maybe you catch on to a star, you know, as with Adrian Peterson's case, you know, maybe that's not how it works out. But remember when he left the Saints, everybody assumed that they weren't, you know, that it was not a good situation.
Right.
That him and Sean Payton. The cleat tripper were
I tried to trip cleat, yeah.
We're not the best of friends, but Adrian Peterson manned up back with the Saints. Nobody else is interested, and the Saints are without one of their running backs, Mark Ingram.
Oh, really?
Got a 4-game suspension.
I thought him and Peyton hate each other.
That's see, and that was the story. And Sean Payton has even said, "No, man, that was a bunch of y'all
maybe
just talking."
Maybe they get over that.
Yeah, because the Saints will need somebody for a few games, and the Saints are a contender this year. What time we at? There we are.
You want to see a drunk Packer fan? Put that video up there, Puss, that guy?
I did, yes.
All right, check out on the social media. Drunk Packer fan taking out some poles after a Packer loss, probably. It's pretty brutal. Yeah.
And I forgot Puss to send you a link. I'm sure you can find it. Shaq was out doing the thing, just first pitch thing and all that. And there's
it was the Marlins, right?
Yeah, with the Marlins.
With Judge Judy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, great. With the old Judge Judy, yep. Mm-hmm. And Shaq, you know, we were talking the other day about, you know.
You should have threw Judge Judy in. She probably weighs about 80 pounds. Throws her in. Throwing out the first Judy.
You know, Shaq couldn't shoot free throws.
Nope.
Right? Was terrible at it.
Shaq is
but
Shaq.
Nonetheless, I mean, besides his size, was pretty gifted athletically.
Yep.
You know? And
could
so
he throw the ball?
He didn't do too bad throwing it. He had kind of a weird style, but there was video that surfaced to him in the batting cages, just kind of messing around.
Can he hit?
Like leading up to it? No. It was like really awkward. Like
maybe that's his dream, though.
There's the Tebow side
maybe
of this.
Maybe that's his dream.
A 46-year-old, 7'2" Shaq should get a chance, just like Tim Tebow.
Maybe he should get a chance.
But if Puss can put it up, I mean, it's just in that line. Here is one of the highest level athletes the world has seen, and he looks so uncomfortable trying to swing a bat to hit a ball.
Well, that's tougher than throwing a ball. Like you said, we all grew up throwing a ball, but a lot of guys never played baseball.
Yeah. Sure.
Or even softball.
Yeah, but we've all swung at things.
You would think so. You would think so.
Yeah, but if you've seen the last real sport, Shaq is too busy being a pitch man.
Yes, he is.
He is working his ass off.
He is a
being
out
a pitch
there.
Man, so I'm sure there's no time to go to the batting cages.
Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
Mr. Skin, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.